A good Hoshana Rabbah to you and to your families this very auspicious and meaningful day of tefillah, of introspection, the final judgment that began in Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, of course, in Yom Kippur, and now through Sukkot, and today being the last day of Sukkot before we enter into what's called the Regel Bifnei Atzmo, the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, the 2 days in the diaspora, one day in Eretz Yisrael. So we should be zeicha, all of us, to have been inscribed, to be inscribed in the Book of Life of Bracha, and a life of simcha, of happiness, and zeal and zest in the performance of mitzvos. Very briefly, just before Yantif, I just want to share a quick idea in the writings of the Ramchal and the Mesillas Yesharim, the Path of the Just, in Perek Zion in Chapter 7, where he explains a very important principle. The idea, the notion of the chitzonius is ma'ara the pnimius, the idea that an external act, and in the case that we will be discussing just briefly, as we've been discussing previously over this past week, of enthusiasm, of feeling simcha, an external act of it has an effect, can awaken, can arouse the spirit of something that's internal. It's ma'ara the pnimius, the inside. It has an effect on our inner feelings, and specifically our inner feelings of simcha, our feelings of joy, which means, let's say a person, for example, he writes, lacks some type of inner drive, lacks an inner zeal, lacks a feeling of simcha. So here's a technique that he offers that maybe one could deploy in trying to awaken that. So a technique that he can use that will generate this inner feeling is to behave externally in such a manner as if he already feels enthusiasm. It's almost like, as we say, you fake it till you make it. Obviously, this is a Torah concept, so there's something about, it's as if you already feel that. Our external actions have an effect on our inner feelings. That's the notion, the concept of our chitzonius, the actions that are external, is ma'orer, the famous language of the Rambam, to be ma'orer, to awaken, to arouse the spiritual alarm clock that sounds, that alarms. It has an effect on our inner feelings. We have more control over our actions than our emotions. Sometimes getting our emotions under control for us is very, very difficult. Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, to love God. It's an emotion. It's a mitzvah. It's a commandment. Sometimes very, very difficult. But our actions we can control. Even though sometimes people struggle with even controlling their actions, but certainly no question, we have more control over our actions than our emotions. And if we utilize what is in our power, we will eventually acquire what is not as much in our power. So we'll be able to then, again, to ma'ari the pnimius. So one will then have an inner simcha, will have an inner joy and a strong will and a desire for ruchnius, a desire for spiritual growth that will come from this and this person's external enthusiasm. So here's a technique that the Ramchal offers. If feeling simcha isn't something that we find easy to do, going into these last days of the Zman of Simcha Seinu, the time of joy, the time of jubilation, the Yom Tov of Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, where we feel the holiday and the presence of the Kedusha and the Ruchnius and the Divine over these days and on these last days, for those who find it difficult and for us who can find it even more meaningful, let's use this technique, and that we can use the external actions of outward display of simcha and have it known that it will affect our inner feelings of joy. From my family to yours, let's all hope and pray that we will be zeicha to be together soon in Mitzvah Hashem, all of us. B'mheira v'yameinu Yerushalayim mir HaKodesh, and I wish each and every one of you a beautiful last days of Yantif, v'samachta v'chagecha, with simcha v'tuv levav. Much love, much blessing. Amen to Hashem, but we should see each other again soon.